This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes out to our great military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and our room workers, our border patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America and for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, just shorten that mail so that you get it delivered to you today. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different offers that are over there. All right, joining us right now, here he is, Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Root for America himself. Hello, sir.
All right, half asleep, but I'm here, Captain, only for you.
Well, I appreciate it, and believe me, you know, we'd love to have you on five nights a week if we could, but that's not going to happen. But let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic. For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, folks, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Wayne, the shot fired across the bow came yesterday from Robert Mueller, and that's the way I'm going to describe it, because here's the message that we got from the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. This is a statement. It's very brief, but it says the special counsel has completed the investigation, closed his office, and has closed the case. Mr. Mueller explicitly said he has nothing to add beyond this report and therefore does not plan to testify before Congress. The report was clear. There was no collusion, no conspiracy, and the Department of Justice confirmed there was no obstruction. Special counsel Mueller also stated that Attorney General Barr acted in good faith in his handling of the report. After 2 years, the special counsel is moving on with his life, so everyone else should do the same.
Can I say ditto?
Yes, you can. But we also know that what's happened is the way that he said what he said, it lit the firestorm underneath the Democrats. And let's see, a total of 8 Democratic presidential challengers so far are using the I word loud and clear.
Yeah, listen, last I checked, in America, if a prosecutor cannot prosecute, you're innocent. That's the end of the case.
That's right.
So I don't understand where this comes from. Never in history has any prosecutor said, you know, I couldn't indict, but I believe he's guilty, and I think you should keep investigating. They're not allowed to say that.
No, they're not.
This was immoral. This was wrong. President Trump is innocent. There's no other way to say it. If you're not guilty, you're innocent. So this is outrageous. This is a joke. There's only one reason why. Well, there's two reasons why this happened. Number one, I believe that Mueller himself is going to be prosecuted or could be prosecuted, and this was his cover because he needed someone on his side, so he cut a deal with the Democrats. If I do as much damage as I can on the way out, will you cover for me and protect me and stop prosecution and serve as a serve as the last defense? So number one, it was a immoral deal with the Democratic Party, and number two, the Democrats have absolutely nothing to talk about from now till the election in 2020. This gave them something to talk about and excite the base. This keeps impeachment alive. There will never be impeachment. They're living in a dream world. You can't impeach Trump. If you did, you'll lose 45 out of 50 states. You're a joke if you impeach him. So they know that. They're never going to impeach him. They're not even going to try because they can't get it. He'll never be found guilty. But they can keep talking about it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from now to the election. It gives them something to talk about, and it keeps their base in a state of frenzy. That's all this was ever about.
Well, you're probably right, and I wouldn't disagree with you, but there's also one other little thing that's kind of ominous here that sits on the horizon. There's two people that are not necessarily being pushed into the impeachment corner. One of them is Nancy Pelosi, and the other one is Joe Biden, who is the leader in the clubhouse on the presidential side with the Dems so far.
Right. Well, in other words, Biden is smart enough to know that if he has any chance of beating President Trump in 2020, he's got to shut up about impeachment. He could still bring it up, but he never has to make it his, you know, his overarching obsession in life, such as Beto O'Rourke and the New Jersey Senator Booker and Kamala Harris and Pete Butthead, as I call him, the mayor of South Bend. Their whole lives are impeaching Trump's. That's why they're at zero in the polls. Even Pete, you know, Buttigieg, whatever his name is.
I just call him Mayor Butt.
Yeah, Mayor Bud, right. He's at, 3% in the latest poll I saw.
Mm-hmm.
So they're nowhere. And the guy who's in the lead is smart to play it safe. And that's why Biden's playing it safe. And same thing with Pelosi. She'll constantly talk about what a bad guy Trump is and talk about impeachment, but she'll never do it. She can't do it. She wouldn't even win in the House, let alone in the Senate. So it's just a talking point, and Mueller kept talking point alive.
Well, you're right about the House, because all of a sudden it just come to fruition that they've got 30 blue dog Democrats that are in areas that were won significantly by President Donald Trump. And if they bring up impeachment in those districts where Donald Trump is still way ahead in all the polls that have been held there, they're out. They're gone.
Well, why wouldn't he be way ahead? The economy's, doing hit stands. We're in great shape. So thank God for President Trump. Not only is the economy doing well, but it's doing great. And not only is it doing great, but we're the only country in the world that's doing great. He protected America when every other country in the world's in recession. So this guy is fantastic, and the average working stiff appreciates that because they know that they've got a job because of President Donald J. Trump.
Yep, and you're right about the economies. And also, I don't know about where you're living in Nevada. I've heard reports, but you can let me know right now. They're building down here in Florida. Every time you turn around, they're building something else. How about Nevada?
Yeah, no, Nevada's flying. They're building, lots of jobs. Everybody's happy. Life is good.
All right, here comes our break. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Root for America himself. Go to rootforamerica.com and check out what he's all about. And don't forget, we're going to be talking more with Wayne here right after this break, so don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back. Kathy, give them the telephone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, everybody. I am the captain right here, and we are just blasting along the overnight airwaves. And let me tell you something. We've got our buddy Wayne Allen Root on the telephone line here right now. And wouldn't you know that when I go to look for something, I can't find it. But Wayne Allen Root is on Newsmax TV Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can also hear him on his radio show during the daytime. And let's see, Wayne, what are the hours of your radio show? I forgot.
First of all, I want to make sure everybody knows the Newsmax show is number one on Newsmax TV, which now reaches 80 million homes, and is the fastest growing cable news network in America. And I've got Bill O'Reilly with me. That always surprises people when I tell them. Bill O'Reilly was number one in cable news 16 years in a row, unheard of in the history of American TV. Mm-hmm. Bill O'Reilly's with me three nights a week. He opens the show with me on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. So very exciting stuff. And then on the radio, I'm on USA Radio Network. And, you know, I don't know what affiliate and what town. Easiest way to do it is just go to usaradio.com.
Well, the easiest way is to go to your website, because it's all there, rootforamerica.com. I've seen it.
RootsAmerica.com or USARadio.com. Mm-hmm. Just press listen live now, and boom, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern, I'm on every day, Monday through Friday.
All righty, works for me. Now, you know, I've got a little, and of course, I've been doing, I got a lot of audio, but I'm not going to bore everybody with audio because they want to hear from you. But here's just a little brief 38-second piece of what one of the pundits had to say on CNN, which is no longer the Communist News Network. Now I think they're the clone news network for the Democratic Party, but here we go.
I find it disappointing that this public statement is going to be issued from the Department of Justice. That suggests to me that it's orchestrated by the Attorney General and his people at the Department of Justice, and therefore would suggest rather narrow confines for Mr. Mueller, either addressing why he's not going to appear or doesn't want to appear before a congressional committee, or to reaffirm that he didn't mean that Attorney General Barr had deliberately misled in his four-page summary of a 408-page report.
Now, here we go. I didn't mean to say this, but I think he meant to say that. But no, maybe he wants to say that. I mean, come on.
I think CNN stands for Comedy News Network.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's enough to make me laugh. It's the stupidest stuff I've ever heard in my entire life. I mean, in the end, all that happened was we spent, what, about $40 million, 13 or 14 angry Democrat pit bull prosecutors who give money, donate money every year to Clinton's and Obama's, nothing but pure Democratic angry donors who are prosecuting, led by Mueller, the angriest of them all, a guy who hates Trump, jealous of Trump, bitter about Trump's success in life. His goal in life is to go after Trump and destroy him. And what did they come up with? Nothing. And so in the end, they came up with nothing like a, you know, that was Seinfeld. Seinfeld was an entire TV series about nothing. That was a big joke. And that's what the joke is about this guy Mueller. He came up with nothing. And now you've got prosecutors who, number one, when you think of Michael Cohen, how did they get him?
Yeah.
They violated attorney-client privilege. No one's ever done that before. They said, we don't care that you're Trump's lawyer. We're going to raid your home, your office, and your hotel room and take all your interactions with Trump. We're going to listen to recordings. They did stuff that no one's ever done to get somebody, and now they're doing the same thing again. No prosecutor walks out there and says, I don't have the evidence to indict, therefore he's guilty. No, they say, therefore he's innocent. This is outrageous, and you've got these guests claiming that, you know, everything that comes out of the Trump administration has to be orchestrated by Trump and Barr, and that they're all criminals and they're all terrible. Really? So why didn't Mueller indict them? Because he had nothing.
Mm. And by the way, folks, I'm talking to Wayne Allen Root. In case you don't know what Wayne Allen Root is or who he is or what he's all about, I just found what I was looking for.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
See, and that's one of the best liners I've ever had, so I thank you for that.
I like that guy's energy. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's very high-powered, and of course, you know, we all get tired. I mean, I was dragging after the weekend with all the different things I had going with Memorial Day because I kind of overcommitted myself, but then again, I figured, hey, these guys died for our country, these guys and girls, I can certainly get a little tired.
Well, you're an amazing guy. Look, you know, the fact that you were running around on Memorial Day after you do what you do in the middle of the night every night after that long career as a hero fire captain, you're my kind of guy, man. You are America.
Well, I thank you, but we're all in the same boat and we do it together. Hey, listen, what's going on in Israel? Bibi Netanyahu couldn't put together a coalition, and now they got to have another election, I guess, in September?
Yeah, I mean, it's not as bad as people think. The average liberal will say, see, he's not popular. He's a Trump guy in Israel. First of all, nobody on the news is talking about the fact that Trump people are winning all over the world. That's my column.
Correct.
That, as we speak right now, is out in the Las Vegas Review Journal. You know, out in the morning, but it's out online right now. And it's the fact that, you know, in Israel there's a Trump guy, and in Hungary there's a Trump guy, and in Britain there's now a Trump guy, Nigel Farage, and soon it's going to be Boris Johnson as the leader, the Prime Minister of England. He's a Trump guy. In Australia, Scott Morrison's a Trump guy in the lead. And in Italy, Salvini's the Trump guy who just won. Everywhere in the world, in France, we even have Marine Le Pen, who beat Emmanuel Macron.
Yep.
Everywhere in the world, Trump people are winning. So liberals never made a big deal about the fact that Netanyahu won again against all odds. And now they're going to say, oh, see, he didn't really win. Well, he did win. It's that, you know, these parliamentary systems, you have to put together a parliamentary government. You don't ever win, you know, 51%. So you have to cobble together 51. And he was trying to do it with some very right-wing, you know, ultra-right-wing groups in Israel. And he couldn't, you know, the final negotiations didn't prove fruitful. He couldn't put the deal together. So that means he's got to collapse his government and start over again and try and win again. He will. He'll win again. So it's not a big deal.
Now, there's some information that surfaced about those tankers that had explosions sitting out the port of Dubai there. You know where I'm talking, or the United Arab Emirates. You know where I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what happened. Tell me.
Well, let me tell you what happened. It's now the initial proof is showing us that there were mines that were set in the water laid by some Iranian naval gunboats that probably dropped the mines in the water a few miles away and just let them drift towards the tankers. There were four of them sitting there at anchor, and they came in there, and you had explosion after explosion after explosion, which explains why the explosion wasn't huge. It was just enough to disable the ship so it would start to take on water, and they hit it right about the level where the mines would be, right about the water level. So you see, it is what it is, and this is what we've now found out, and I got that from a couple of my Navy guys over at CENTCOM.
Yeah, the only thing I can answer that is, look, this is why Trump killed the Iran deal. Obama loved Iran. He was their best friend in the world. Anybody think they're our friend?
Right.
Does anybody think we ought to be cutting deals with people like that? And by the way, it's not just cutting a deal. Remember, Trump was trying to cut a deal with North Korea, who's our enemy too, right?
Yep.
But was Trump cutting a deal where we gave him all the money in the world? No. Obama gave them $150 billion
yep.
Iran that they used to spread terrorism all over the world. Obama's an idiot or a traitor. You make your decision. I don't really care what you think. He's either an idiot or a traitor. I'm not sure which one it is. Maybe a combination of both. But Obama did some terrible things as president. I would say this is number one, the Iran deal. And I don't want to be dealing with Iran. I don't want to be giving terrorist nations $150 billion of our taxpayer money.
Now, let me just talk about North Korea for a second, because you bring up an interesting point. You've got a friend and a neighbor out there called Sheldon Adelson, right?
Yes.
Well, Kim Jong-un is continuing the building of his Wonsan Beach Resort, which is where he was going to get involved with Mr. Sheldon Adelson and bring in a world-class casino. Now, for him to continue to build, wouldn't you think that maybe he's thinking about having some continued talks with the United States to have Mr. Adelson come in there and do that?
Yeah, I have no doubt about the fact that we're going to cut a deal eventually with North Korea. Look, Trump's a brilliant guy and a brilliant negotiator, and he plays chess, you know, 10 steps ahead of his opponents. They're all just going to be left in the dust again in 2020. Trump's headed for a landslide, in my opinion. And
I'm right there with you.
An electoral landslide. Obviously, no Republican's going to win a popular vote landslide ever again. But you can win the popular vote by 3, 4, 5 points.
Yep.
He's not going to win by a landslide, but an electoral landslide. And I believe that Trump is correct that we're going to cut a deal with North Korea, because North Korea's people are starving, and here's a chance for the leader of North Korea to actually look like a winner and build casinos and build condos and build yacht clubs and make his nation rich again.
Yeah.
So I think a deal's going to get cut. Trump's painted the picture. This guy's not stupid. He's a pretty good negotiator, I'm sad to say, this guy who runs North Korea. And so my guess is he's just holding out for the best deal possible.
His stated goal is to make this Wonsan Beach area a destination vacation location during the summer months, because it snows there in the wintertime and they're not going to go to the beach in the winter.
Yeah, I get it. I understand. And if you're going to do that, the best guy to deal with is probably my boss, Sheldon Adelson. Remember, I write the column for his newspaper. I've got the starring national political opinion column in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, owned by Sheldon Adelson.
Yep, and you're also putting out a video of that column, are you not?
Kind of. It's not really a video of that column. I just write the column for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Then it's nationally syndicated by Creator Syndicate, and then I usually, in my own office, I turn on the camera and I do that column on video and put it out on my website, rootforamerica.com.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing it for the RJ, the Review Journal. I'm doing it for me.
Okay, well, here comes the music, and I wanted to make sure that people go to rootforamerica.com, because a lot of stuff is over there that you won't see on the television show. It's there on the website, so go to rootforamerica.com. And, Wayne, I really appreciate you doing this, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
God bless. Hope you had a great Memorial Day. Bye-bye.
Amen, my brother. Okay, Wayne Allen Root, and I'll tell you what. We've been friends for a long, long, long time. let's get going here, because I'm going to let you know that coming up, I'm going to open the phone lines, 877-969-8600.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller says President Trump was not considered for indictment in the Russia investigation because the Justice Department doesn't allow indictments of sitting presidents. But he also said this.
If we had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
That statement touched off new calls for impeachment. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders explained the administration's stance. She was echoing a tweet from President Trump saying Mueller fully exonerated him.
There was no collusion, there was no conspiracy, and we consider this case closed.
But House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler notes Mueller emphasized the president was not cleared of obstructing justice.
What Special Counsel Mueller said loud and clear today for the American people is that President Trump is lying.
He says Democrats will do what they need to hold the president accountable. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our very good friends over at Geico Insurance. Now, you know, you can get a great rate with a personal touch. I know my Geico Insurance agent. He's been a friend of mine for now going on about 3 years, and he comes to some of my different events, and I'm happy to see that. He's also a veteran. And many of your Geico insurance agents will, in fact, be veterans. So I want you to go online to either Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, or go to your telephone book and look up and see who your local Geico agent is, because they can save you a ton of money, like they have me, on not only the car that you drive or the truck that you drive, but your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and a snowmobile, because you're still riding them around up there in some of those high mountain country, Rocky Mountains areas in Sierra Nevadas. And you will be probably till August by the looks of things. But anyway, they can also help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too, through your local Geico insurance agent. And they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. Now, they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. And yes, they insure me. And yes, I believe in them 100%. Never had a claim, but I'll tell you what, if I ever do, I know they'll do the right thing. So there you go. All right, to the telephone lines we go. And I do believe we have Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana. Is that you, sir?
That's me.
Is it raining? Is it raining there?
It's spitting rain.
Okay, because there's a flood watch not very far away from you.
Yeah, that's all the rivers are up.
Okay.
It's almost like Groundhog's Day here. Every day it's the
same. All right. Who did you watch?
I watched Mueller's.
Yeah.
It's not a press conference. I don't know what you want to
say. It was a statement of, it was a shot across the bow, I called it, a parting shot across the bow.
You can lay all this at the lap of Jeff Sessions. He should have appointed a second independent counsel when they appointed Mueller.
Yeah.
And, you know, Rosenstein's still there, and this is Rosenstein's guy.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody ever asked him any questions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost like professional wrestling.
Well, let me ask you a question. When Mueller was the FBI director, he had some problems somewhere along the line. Wasn't he one of the ones that had problems with the FISA warrants?
Yeah, he had, because that's when it started, was under him.
Okay, but he had some real issues with the FISA warrants, right?
Right.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now, this whole FISA court's a joke. Because you go in and you only have one set of attorneys. There's no contest here.
Right.
You know, and I don't think the FISA judges, they must not be that smart, because the FBI, they're pretty slick. They pull the wool over their eyes, as you have seen here. There's
yeah.
probably a lot that they haven't. And I say get rid of the FISA courts.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a federal judge, and that's it.
Yeah, because at least there you have to produce documented, authenticated proof, number one, and have the other side there along with you.
You need two sides to argue this mm-hmm. out before a court order is ever issued.
Yep.
I just find that this whole thing reeks. You know, like I said, it's professional wrestling. It's good versus evil. It just
well,
depends on what side you're on.
Let me just mention a couple of things here, and then you tell me what you think. I realize we were waiting to hear something from Special Counsel Mueller. We thought it was going to be in front of Congress, but no, this was his way of testifying in front of Congress with this surprise news conference he had. But the main takeaway from his speech, in my opinion, which mostly revolved around the published findings from the report, was that he declined to clear President Trump on obstruction of justice. He really did. And that left the door wide open for the Democrats. And now you've got not one, eight of the Democratic presidential candidates going, we got to impeach this man. You know what I mean? Here we go.
Well, you know, like if you go into a criminal court, you go into a mm-hmm. criminal proceeding, in the end, the jury's going to give you one or two things, either guilty as charged or not guilty as charged. Now, at no time does a jury come back and say he's innocent. That's a word you never hear in a court of law. You come back not guilty. Based on the facts that we have heard,
right.
it's not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what Mueller, to a certain extent, said of Trump today.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just the way he said it.
Well, he actually
fresh meat to the Democrats.
He actually contrasted what we've been hearing from Attorney General Barr, and I don't know if that was intentional or not, but it sounds like as if Barr's going in one direction and Mueller went in another direction. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, no, you're right. I can't believe they let him do that with that Department of Justice plaque behind his head, and I can't believe they let him make those remarks without first looking at it, approving
uh-huh.
it. Somebody dropped the ball there, or Bill Barr got hoodwinked big time.
Uh-huh.
That's Rosenstein's boy, so he probably let him, you know, go ahead, do what you want, say what you want. 9 minutes of propaganda?
Yeah.
You know, oh, well, if a press conference was at, let's, you know, answer some questions. I think that's what he's scared of.
Well, he signified, or he signaled, rather, that he wasn't planning on talking before Congress. He said something along the effects that this is the last time you'll hear from me, unless, of course, I get subpoenaed to testify before Congress. But then I will not go outside the bounds of my 400-page report.
Well, I'll tell you what, he'll have to if he's under oath. Or he comes in and he takes the fifth. Because they can ask him anything once he starts answering questions. You could ask him, what was the criteria that you picked the lawyers for your special counsel?
Mm-hmm.
Why were they all Democrats? Why were they all Clinton supporters?
Yeah.
All kinds of questions you could ask him that Republicans have never... I think that's what scares him. It's not the Democrats. I think it's Republican minority on that House Judiciary Committee asking him some pretty tough questions.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, now he's resigned from the DOJ, so he's out from underneath that exemption little wing that he's got there. So now as a private citizen, I think he has to answer various questions that he wouldn't have had to have answered before. Am I wrong?
You're right. You're right. I would also this, too. He didn't sound real good.
No, he didn't. He sounded weak.
He sounded weak, and he sounded like he'd never spoken in public before.
Yeah.
You could tell the nervous twitter in his voice a little bit.
Yeah.
And he never really looked up. I mean, he kept his eyes on that paper for 9.5 minutes.
Well, he didn't want to say anything that wasn't on that paper, I'm sure. That's why he looked at that paper very closely. And he...
I don't know why Trump, I mean, Trump ought to just appear in front of that committee.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. I think that would shock a lot of people.
Sure.
I mean, the only other president I have known to ever go in front of a congressional committee was Gerald Ford. And he did it when he pardoned Nixon. This
yeah.
is why I pardoned Nixon. I think there's nothing that would stun the country if Trump would go there and say, I don't know where you're getting this information.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. The process for impeachment has begun.
Yes, it has.
And you're not going to stop it. They're going to pass at least through the committee to mm-hmm. impeach. Now, whether it can pass the entire House or not, like you said, the blue dogs, there's about 32 of them. Can it pass muster with them? If they want to get the elected, they better vote against.
Well, we're running out of time, but let me leave you with this thought and let you make one final comment. This is what Robert Mueller said during his press conference, and this is a quote. Quote, if we had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime. End of quote.
That sounds like a trial lawyer.
Yes, it
a
does.
A trial lawyer will never say this guy's innocent.
A prosecutor would never say that, ever.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you right there. A prosecutor would never say that. You know, is he guilty? Or he didn't have enough there
mm-hmm.
to put it in his report. Hey, we found this. Not like the Clinton where you had 11 individual crimes in which Starr said...
Yeah, 11. He was charged with 11 felonies.
11 felonies. Mm-hmm. And even if he wasn't colluding with the Russians.
Yeah, we weren't talking about
the law.
Yeah, we were not talking about high crimes and misdemeanors here. We were talking about 11 felonies.
And the way the Democrats are looking right now, they're just out to get rid of it.
Yeah.
There's not even a pretension.
But it's not going to work. It's not going to work. They're going to lose some of their votes in the House because these districts, 30 congressmen are in districts where Donald Trump won their district by 10 points or more back in 2016, and he's still very heavily favored to win in those same districts. How are you going to come up as a congressman, a Democratic congressman, and try to retain your seat and say, well, I want to impeach the president? It's not going to happen.
They're going to make something up just to impeach him.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen.
Well, it'll get through the Judiciary Committee.
It'll get through the House, but it won't go through the Senate.
I'm not sure it would pass the House.
Okay.
But if it does pass the House, I'm saying that they got enough votes to get it off the committee to the full House.
Yep.
Now, whether it would pass the House, how much of a roadblock Pelosi would be, because she's not real excited about this either.
Neither is Joe Biden.
And neither is Penny Hoyer or any of the old times.
Yep. Okay, well, here comes the music, my friend. I got to go, but thanks a lot for another great conversation.
Okay, Captain, and I will talk to you sometime next week.
Thank you, Dan. Okay, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. And, of course, he's always a wealth of information whenever he calls in, and there was no difference there either. And he knows some things that we don't know with his years of experience in the political game. All right, I'll be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box of GMC. Now with a tricked out Pete, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
Alrighty, there he is. And the man himself, the man, the myth, the legend. And I'll tell you what, working class. And let's get right into the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, because the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center is forecasting an enhanced risk of severe weather for parts of Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Maryland, New Jersey, and Delaware on Saturday and Sunday this weekend. Now, this is important for people that are going out to plan anything, because severe thunderstorms with damaging winds will be the main threat. There will be some tornadoes possible in these states. Again, Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Maryland, New Jersey, and Delaware. A slight risk is forecast for a long swath of the Middle Atlantic and Lower Great Lakes stretching from northern Illinois to Washington, D.C. to the New Jersey and Delaware coasts. Now, this is because of a front that has been moving across in the jet stream, which has been pretty much settled in a certain part of the country, which has been bringing some very bombastic weather, if you will, into states like Texas and Oklahoma and Arkansas and Missouri and Nebraska, where you've seen some just horrible tornadoes touch down. Now, I will tell you that right now we have got cold weather and a winter storm blast coming across right now out of the Rocky Mountains and the Sierra Nevadas. We were kidding about still snowing out there. Yeah, it is. This is part of the front that I told you about was going to be coming across, and this is the system, the cold weather system that's going to come across and meet up with that warm weather system, and boom, you know what happens when hot air meets cold air. But anyway, here we go. So let's start out in Washington State. You've got rain with some flash flood watches and warnings up there in the Yakima Valley and Fruit Country tonight. That's about it for there. Moving over into Idaho, some scattered areas, if you will, of rain in the northern part of Idaho. In the central part of Idaho tonight, you have got a winter storm watch with winter driving conditions. If you're going up I-15 through Idaho into Montana, you're going to have some snow in higher elevations towards the north central part and northeastern part of the state. You've also got some high winds down below there, down around Boise. In Montana itself tonight, you do have snow over near Bozeman, and west, if you're traveling along I-90, you're going to find some snow at higher elevations there. You've got some scattered showers. However, up in northern Montana, you've got some heavier rain going on right now up there in Montana, so towards the Canadian border, so be advised about that in central Montana. Now, let me drift down real quickly down into Wyoming. In Wyoming, you've got a winter storm driving conditions right now, or I'm sorry, winter driving conditions right now in the higher elevations of Wyoming, especially in the western part of the state. But in the central part of the state in Wyoming, you have got a winter storm warning in the higher elevations for what appears to be quite a bit of snow coming that way. Right now there's a mixture of sleet, freezing rain, before the inevitable comes in there, and it'll be snow, and it may be a lot of it. We may be talking about 1 to 2 feet in the higher elevations in Wyoming by tomorrow night. Now, moving over to Rapid City, South Dakota, out in front of the front that's coming right behind it, you've got an area of dense fog, so be advised there. You're going to have some serious slowdowns in the dense fog there in the western part of South Dakota. And then in southeastern Wyoming, down about where I-25 comes north out of Colorado, you've got about a 25 or 30-mile stretch of dense fog there. Be advised about that. In the meantime, over in Arizona tonight, you've got a fire warning threat through a lot of the wooded areas there, a lot of the forests and higher elevations, and all the way down into the desert floor down between Phoenix and Tucson and the New Mexico line. The entire state of New Mexico tonight has a fire watch advisory. The entire state of New Mexico, to include El Paso, Texas. Now, in addition, you've got the possibility for some severe thunderstorms and possibly tornadoes firing up still in the western part of Texas, southwestern Texas up towards Oklahoma. And I will say that you've got high wind warnings in Eastern California out in the high desert coming across I-10 and I-40. So be advised about that right now. And in Las Vegas, you got some high winds there. You're liable to see between now and tomorrow afternoon. Going across to northern Michigan, you've got a freeze warning in northern Michigan up in Apple Country up there. In the northeastern part of the U.S. right now, you've got frost and freeze warnings along the southern part of Maine tonight. Not in the northern part, but the southern part and the southern half of New Hampshire. You've also got freeze warnings. The entire state of Vermont is looking at freeze warnings. Up above Watertown, going towards Messina and Ogdensburg, they have a freeze warning there along the St. Lawrence River. And moving down the East Coast, Middle Atlantic states, I-95 in North Carolina, you're going to have some fog from about Fayetteville all the way to the Virginia line. You've also got some fog in the mountains if you're going up towards Virginia. In Tennessee, if you're over by 40 and 81, when you start the junction there around Knoxville and go up 81 towards the north, you're going to have some fog there headed towards Kingsport. And on the line in South Carolina, and North Carolina right now along I-85, there's some fog right there in the higher elevations. North and west of Atlanta, going towards Alabama and towards Tennessee, you've got some fog there as well. And again, keep in mind, and you're getting lots of warning about this up there in Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Maryland, New Jersey, and Delaware. Over the weekend, starting Saturday, there is a very strong possibility of severe thunderstorms with damaging straight-line winds, which will be the main threat. However, some tornadoes are predicted to be possible. So please pay attention this weekend to the weather wherever you're at, and don't become a victim. We don't want to be talking about somebody that got wiped out because of their own ignorance or whatever. Please stay in touch with the weather. All right, now, Catwoman and Road Dog are chiming in. Let's see. They saw that in Canton, Texas, they had another tornado go through. Yes, they did. That's part of the area we were talking about there. You drove through there four times. Oh, you drive through there four times a week? Okay, hopefully not much damage. Yeah, you're right. And Catwoman and Road Dog are leaving Laredo, headed back up north. And so far, right now, Catwoman and Road Dog, it looks like you're pretty good, but there may be, that storm may catch up to you by the time you get up into Missouri. It's definitely coming across. Now, you're home away from home out there in the highways and byways, everybody. Pilots and Flying J's, and it's not your average truck stop anymore. They've souped them up a little bit, made them a lot cleaner and a lot more accessible and given them a lot more amenities. Food is a lot better there than what it used to be. And I'm telling you what, if you like Denny's, if you like Huddle House, if you like Moe's Southwest Grill, you're definitely going to like Flying J. And the Pilots to boot have got Arby's in them, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen's. You got McDonald's, Pizza Hut's, Subway's, Taco Bell's, Wendy's, and more. And don't forget about some of those Dunkin' Donut shops and the ones up in the Northeast, too. So, Pilot and Flying J, stop on by and tell them the captain sent you. I'll be right back. Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor's coming on. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.